Well, it's funny. I had a friend of mine who goes to church with me come up to me after church after I'd written this article, and she has two boys and a girl, and she said, you know, I can't tell you how much I appreciated that article. And she said, you know, what's so hilarious about this and so ironic is that, you know, these empowered girls, I mean, if they were to follow the prescription that they see in the media, these empowered girls are going to be working 80 hours to support their husbands who don't do anything, right?
Except play video games and snack, right?
Yeah, she's like, good work, feminists, you know? I mean, I don't, you know, it's hilarious, really, it would be hilarious if it wasn't so sad. But, you know, it seems like there's this subtle message, you know, that boys are slackers, and it's very strange. And also, you know, in my column, I mentioned Disney is very intentionally or not. And again, I do think that all of this is well intentioned, but I think it's rather clueless. You know, if you spend a Saturday watching the Disney Junior Channel, and as I mentioned in my column, I don't recommend you'll do this because your brain will quickly liquefy. But they have this new promotional campaign, and it's called Dream Big Princess. And like anything Disney, right, it's ingenious. You know, it's a great big commercial for Disney products. But it's this promotional ad, and you can look it up on the internet. It's fascinating to watch, and there's this inspirational music. They compare real-life girls with the Disney princesses, and they are basically saying, girls, you can do anything you want in your life. You can be a scientist. You can be a karate master. You can travel to the moon. You can run for president. And again, it's kind of hilarious to see three young boys sitting in front of this basically infomercial for the greatness of being a girl, and you got to wonder, where are the boys here? This is so crazy. You know, boys, it's not that hard to say both boys and girls can achieve their dreams, and yet somehow we haven't quite gotten there yet. Chevron is very big on encouraging girls to get into STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math careers, because, you know, people are concerned that girls are underrepresented in those careers. Now, I mean, we could have a whole other conversation as to why that is. But again, there's this very high-profile ad campaign that shows a bunch of genius girls changing the world through technology. And the tagline is, girls do remarkable things with STEM. Again, I would think if you're a boy watching this, the question in your mind would be like, well, what about me? What about boys? Huh? Can boys not do remarkable things with STEM? Should we just hang it up? You know, I mean, the message to an impressionable kid, the message of these campaigns, you know, and again, they're all over. And I talked to one of my friends who has three girls, and she said, you know, Heather, I never really noticed this. And I read your, you know, because, I mean, if you have three girls, you're thinking, hey, this is great, you know.
Yeah,
good,
sure.
You know, giving my kids a boost, wonderful. And she said, you know, after I read your column, I've noticed it everywhere. And the message that our kids are absorbing, and I think this has gotten into the public schools too, is that girls are special. And, you know, girls deserve special attention. And that's just crazy. You know, that doesn't do anything for girls, and it certainly doesn't do anything for boys.